This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. Our brains receive pleasure from all sorts of places. Food, friends, sex, our phones, dopamine generators. Well, now there's a new health craze in, of course, Silicon Valley. Men, and they are mostly men, are denying themselves the things that release dopamine.
The rules are no pleasure. Anything you find pleasurable, you're not allowed to do. Examples, no electronics, no computers, no iPods, no phones. Okay, that means no music. No Kindles, no reading, no books allowed, no food. Okay, food is pleasure. Not allowed food. You're going to be fine for that time being. You'll even lose some weight. Nothing sexual. No coffees, no teas, no juice, no etc. Just water. And if you want to go crazy, don't have water.
Okay, that's a guy on YouTube explaining the rules. The goal, better sleep, better focus, less burnout, a better overall quality of life, control. Katie Way wrote about this for Vice. She joins me now. Hi.
Hi.
All right. What we just heard sounds very extreme. What is this new fad and why is it coming about now?
Sure. So dopamine fasting, like that YouTuber sort of outlined, focuses on abstinence from the things that give us pleasure, supposedly triggering dopamine releases in the brain, although that is actually a little dubious if you look at the science there. So yeah, it does sound pretty intense, but it actually is not that far off from a lot of basic meditative practices that mm-hmm. have been around for a lot longer.
Right. And lots of religions have fasting or periods where you're supposed to just be quiet and contemplative. But this sounds like something explicitly geared to our modern age because there's a lot of focus there on technology.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And sort of, you know, the idea that because we are living in these times that are more stimulating than ever, it must be, you know, biologically, neurologically necessary to take a break from all of this stuff. I think that's a lot of where the push for dopamine fasting is coming from.
So it's actually called dopamine fasting.
Yeah, or I guess doing a dopamine fast.
So basically, it's a way to handle an addiction, or that's the idea that we're too addicted to our phones, to our screens, etc. And that if we just say enough, stop doing it for a while, we can reorder our brains to be less dependent.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, even the language of addiction, I feel like, is sort of tricky in terms of being applied fast and loose to someone who, you know, loves to check Twitter or can't get off of their email, even if they're at dinner with a spouse or their family.
Right. And so they're actually saying that you will have better focus, that you will be able to do your work better, you'll sleep better if you go on this fast.
Yeah, I think that's the conceit, which might not be wrong. But at the same time, I don't feel like it's the ironclad one-to-one that it's sort of cracked up to be.
Well, there are other chemicals like serotonin, there are endorphins, oxytocin. Why just dopamine?
I spoke to a couple researchers for my story, and right off of the bat, they were like, yeah, that's not what dopamine does. So it is sort of a misnomer. Dopamine is released when someone experiences pleasure, but it's also released when people are stressed out. And it's also not the only sort of neurochemical that can trigger, you know, positive feelings.
Well, so what do scientists say about this?
The researchers that I spoke to said, again, that they don't really feel like dopamine fasting or sort of abstaining from the things you enjoy on a daily basis is really going to have a big effect on like a neurological level. You know, it's not really going to do anything to actually reset the levels of dopamine in your brain. I did speak to a psychologist who said that, you know, if you think you're overdoing it with some of your habits, with some of the things you indulge in, it could be helpful to take a break. But, you know, that's not really terribly revolutionary advice.
Right. It's called a vacation.
Yeah.
Or a weekend. Well, where did this come from, this dopamine fast?
So I spoke to a YouTuber who made a video about dopamine fasting around a year ago, and he said that he first heard of the idea on some self-improvement forums. So I think it kind of just bubbled up from there.
And it's mostly men doing it?
Yeah, I would say this is probably a trend that mostly men are participating in.
But is this actually a big thing, or just a few hardy souls are trying this?
I mean, it seems like it's generating a lot of interest is what I'd say. But I also think a lot of it comes down to some of this, you know, some people say that you should be dopamine fasting for a week. And I don't know anyone who could literally afford to take a week off of, you know, looking at your phone, interacting with other people, eating and drinking water aside. You know, I would say this is not something that everyone
not sustainable.
No, yeah, definitely not.
But it does point to a bigger anxiety, which is that maybe there are people, a lot of people in Silicon Valley, who do feel that they are out of control, that that technology has taken over their lives, and they need to do something to get themselves back.
It feels pretty clear to me that it's a control thing. And it also, you know, I mean, Silicon Valley, like you said in the intro, it's pretty, it's almost a cliche at this point that they're going to, I want to say, fall for these kinds of trends. Because when, you know, you're working in that mentality where you have to be giving everything to your startup, like it's your life, there's no balance there, you're going to be, I feel like, more attracted to extremes that you think will make you feel better, when the reality is you should probably just, you know, sleep more and do more stuff outside of work.
Exactly. Not take it so seriously, perhaps.
For sure.
Katie Way, lifestyle reporter for Vice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, joining me in the studio now is that well-known dopamine abuser, Michelle Alloy.
I love dopamine.
Who doesn't? Yeah. Why would you ever want to deprive yourself of dopamine?
No, my favorite...
Or serotonin or
anything. Yeah, my favorite form is online shopping. That's really where... I mean, to be honest, though, I should go on a fast from that. Anywho, we asked listeners today about... what they thought of this digital score that we talked about. What the Faulkner, I can say that on air. Touchy.
Name of a noted American
William
author.
Faulkner, yes. Facebook tracks every single word on their platform and every page anyone likes on the internet. But Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want us to read his emails. Interesting. I find that interesting.
All right. Thank you, Michelle Alloy. I find everything you say interesting.
That's a lot.
There's your dopamine rush for the day. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you tomorrow.